call it drinking this. Let me have some at least. Jeez.
Maybe.
Oh! Okay. Time to the Red Sox.
Let's do it.
Red Sox PPP. The fans voted them to land at this spot in the order. And here they are. I think the voting may have taken place before the Mookie trade. My name's Jimmy. I got Jake. I got Trevor with me. We're at an RV park in Sarasota, Florida.
Freezing.
Freezing because the sun just went down
all
and the
sudden.
Temperature. Someone put the AC on outside. It's very cold. So are the Red Sox. Bam.
Oh,
how about that?
That's tough.
Oh,
you're showing the bias.
God.
Here it comes. I'm going to.
Wow. Jimmy and his bias.
The Red Sox, we're going to have to. The Red Sox are an interesting case. They traded away Mookie. They traded away Price. Price damns them just as much as Mookie. People might not know that. For the 1 year, for the next year.
Okay.
They got back, like, Verdugo and some prospects that aren't going to play this year. Verdugo will. Prospects won't. And they signed, who they signed? Kevin Pillar, because Verdugo may be hurt for a little bit.
And he is hurt, yeah.
And they also signed Kevin Plawecki. So they're just racking up the Kevins.
Mitchie's back.
Mitch is back. JD opted in,
backs,
so he's
JD.
Back. They still got a lot of really good guys. Devers and Bogarts come back. Sale comes back. Erod comes back. But the vibe around this team couldn't be any worse.
Yeah. I mean, they lost a pretty good player.
And they fire their manager that everyone loved.
Yeah.
Who's their manager?
Reneke.
Ron
nice
Reneke.
Like him a lot.
Nice guy.
I played with his, I don't know, who's... Josh Reneke played with him. I don't know what relation that is.
Maybe they're just name brothers.
First, I think it's uncle.
First sip of the Reef Donkey APA. Don't love it.
Okay.
Don't love it.
Florida's not known for their beer. Cigar City does a good
job. It's
a
beer for sure. Red Sox. They won 84 games last year.
That's just a pale ale. It tastes like any
pale ale. We all know about Mook, man. I still like the lineup. They're going to hit a little bit, but they hit last year, and their pitching was terrible. So, I don't know.
We saw Chavis hit a ball to the fucking... We saw him hit a bomb the other day in spring training. Their lineup... Jake, their lineup's all right. I mean...
Maybe I don't love that.
Yeah,
I got a take.
I mean, they got four
it's hot.
Guys in the lineup.
It's we got to play. Can you play the hot take noise real quick?
Hold on. This is the hot take noise.
I got a hot take.
Okay.
And I'm not known for my hot takes. I want to have lukewarm takes, but I got a hot one.
Lukewarm. Okay.
The Red Sox will finish with a better record than the White Sox.
Okay. Leave your White Sox hate in the White Sox episode.
As I've been looking at this lineup, and I'm looking at their starters, their projected rotation.
Sure.
I think this is a pretty good ball club. Did they lose Mookie? Yes.
Yes.
But
facts. We got the
I still kind of like this team. They're in a tough, tough division. Do I think they make the playoffs? I do not. But I think they'll have a better season than people think, and that's probably maybe not what they want. Because if you're a middling team and you end up, you know, say they finish third in the AL East and they maybe they win 86 games. That doesn't do much for them.
Who excites you here?
On what front?
All right, Devers, Bogarts, Martinez. Those three.
Benintendi?
Nah, it doesn't excite me.
Why?
Because I don't think he's that great. I think he's an average player. I don't think he's an above average player.
I think he excites me.
I
think Chavis excites me.
If it goes like this, good, above average, dude. I don't think Benintendi's a dude.
I'm going to look up how old he is.
He's young. This is like his third year.
I'm going to look him up.
Okay. Jake.
I'm going to guess he's like 25 and a half.
And that's a guess.
Yeah, I think he's not a dude.
He's a guy.
He's a pretty damn good player.
He's a guy.
I like him. And he's
crushes the Yankees.
He's a sexy guy.
For the juice ball.
Oh, he's not. See, that's where it's hard to disagree.
And why?
I think he's dorky.
I think he's a good-looking dude, in shape. That adds points for me. I like the lineup. I think they're just in a tough spot. You put this team in the AL Central, where do they finish?
Third.
Behind?
The Yankees and the Rays.
No, AL Central.
Oh, AL Central, sorry.
Twins, one.
I think they finished better than the Indians. That's another hot take.
There's a chance.
Dude, I don't know. You didn't do the Indians PBP with us. The Indians lineup's real good.
I think this is a pretty good lineup.
And their pitchers,
I think it's a good lineup.
And their pitchers are good.
So,
I mean, JBJ is a nothing. Kevin Pillar's in
there. I like their outfield defense besides.
Yeah, their outfield defense is really good.
Yeah, I like their outfield defense a ton. I think there is something you said about Fenway just kind of has a home field advantage thing going
on
there.
Is it because no other ballpark is like it?
Yeah, it's a thing. You know, yeah. I like their outfield defense. I like their infield defense. I like everything about this team except the fact they play in the AL East.
Can lineup-wise, I thought I was going to like it a little more. That's the lineup I'm looking at doesn't have Verdugo in it. But if Chavez can break through, you're going to have a pretty strong 1-6. Interested to see what – can Christian Vasquez do what he did last year? Because he had actually a really nice season for a catcher. That would stretch it out a little more.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that bottom third of their lineup. That could almost be a nothing. If Vasquez goes back, if JBJ's.
Pillar had a great year last year.
He's
not the center fielder he used to be.
Right.
But you know, I don't even know if I believe – I just said that because I feel like I've read that. But, like, he's still a fucking damn good center fielder.
And I think they're going to have him in right with JBJ mostly because
that's
right
a really,
field
that's
at
a really
Fenway
good
is center
yeah.
field.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's – I mean, yeah, Pillar in right.
They're going to score runs.
Pillar in right, JBJ in center, and then the Green Monster in left. That's a really good outfield.
Yes.
They're going to score runs. I think
the joke about how Benintendi's not that good, but Green Monster's really
right,
big.
Right.
I think he's a pretty good player.
He is, but left
he
field.
Dance. The guy can dance,
left
too.
Field at,
not forget that.
Left field at Fenway is just easy.
Is it hard to hit a home run over the Green Monster?
It's hard to hit anywhere, but yeah, I mean, I don't know where you're trying to go with that. You were trying to lead that. You were trying to give me a layup for something. And
I was asking Jimmy. I was asking Jimmy.
Why were you looking at me?
I was asking Jimmy.
Interesting.
Can't see my eyes right now.
Yeah, if you want to hit a line drive over the monster, that's hard.
It's
but
hard.
If you just throw a pop-up over there like Todd Frazier that's used hard. To, it's like that's just a pop-up. If it lands in the seats behind the Green Monster, that's a pop-up.
Okay.
That's fine.
Where are we going with this?
We're just being
I know a guy that's gone over both Green Monsters.
I think if we're looking at one thing here,
yeah,
we're probably looking at the starting rotation.
It's the pitching.
Yeah.
Sale, excellent.
Do you think he bounces back like
yeah, I
full?
Do. I think he's just a guy. He's a guy. Yeah.
I do. I think the usage from the postseason and everything like that really messed with him last year. Do you think he should put some fucking meat on his bones?
I don't. I mean, I think he should do whatever makes him pitch well. If that includes putting weight on, sure. But like, he's never been a big guy.
No.
But he's withering away.
Yeah. he looks skinny. There's no doubt he looks skinny. But I think he's still going to be Chris Sale. You know,
if he was 14 years old, people would be concerned.
What?
If he was a 14-year-old girl, they'd be sending her to, like, you know, get checked out. You're not eating enough.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Bulimia, anorexia, yeah. That sort of stuff.
Okay.
It's a serious thing.
Do you like E-Rod?
You know, he's one of those guys. I'm like, every time I face him, I was like, fuck yes.
Right.
Like, the lefty, he throws, like, a cutter in. I'm going to get him. And he would just blow fastballs by me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that means. If I'm hitting, if I'm hitting every time, they're gonna win that game. But I just think that the depth is probably the problem there with their pitching. You know, Eovaldi, love him. You know what he does. I think Erod's good. Martin Perez, I think can be good. I think he's a good back end of the rotation kind of guy. You know, I just think they're a pretty good team. I think they got hurt by Betts. That's a lot of negative press for them. So there's a lot of recency bias there.
Yeah.
And the fact they play in the AL East, it's tough. There's, you know, AL East has two good teams in the front. Then I don't think they're going to jump them. So, you know, that leaves the Red Sox out of the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's
– E-Rod weirds me out because I always think of like, oh, yeah, they have him too. And then I look at him like, oh, yeah, he's been there for like 6 years.
Yeah.
It's like 5 years. How many
– been around for a while. He had a big WAR season last year. E-Rod, Sale.
This will be his 6th year.
E-Rod and Sale are kind of going to do their thing.
E-Rod got Cy Young votes last year.
Yeah, top six.
Now I have who do you guys have as the fifth projected starter? That's kind of what's going on here.
I think that's what Red Sox fans are wondering too.
Mine here. I'm on RotoChamp, and it's got Matt Hall.
Matt Hall, yeah.
What's your scouting report on Matty Hall again?
I don't have a scouting report on Matty Hall.
I hope
you guys did.
Not to say,
like, you know anything about him. I'm sure he's a great pitcher, but.
Are you sure?
If I don't know.
He's a lefty.
Okay.
That's what
huge.
I was going to ask. I don't love that because that puts four lefties.
They've been lefty heavy for
in
a
their
while.
Rotation.
His popularity is down 11%. Damn.
That's tough.
I don't know what that means.
No one really does, but Baseball Savant has it on here.
Interesting.
All right, hold on. Here's how we'll judge Matt Hall officially.
No.
Give it to me.
Okay, ready? There's a show random video button on Baseball Savant. It's my favorite button on all of the internet.
We're going to do it.
They're so random.
How old are you, 26?
Matt Hall random video. Okay, here's a ball to J.P. Crawford.
I'm
going to
check him out.
Smith, like
what was that miles
stuff.
Per hour right there?
It was there. It was there for sure.
Okay, look, he's 26.
His fastball velocity is in the 16th percentile, so I'm sure it wasn't fast.
It's not great. That's not a guy you want. In the,
soft throwing lefty, you'd love to.
I like that. Maybe he's got the Tommy Malone stuff. We just watched Tommy today. He can dice you up if he's spotting his pitches. The problem with that is you're not always going to be spotting your pitches,
right.
And you got to face lineups like the Yankees and the Rays and everybody else. It's got a ton of right-handed hitters and a couple bad pitches, and you're out of the game.
Workman had a really nice year out of the pen for them. We'll see if he can repeat it. Outside of that, I don't know. And I don't know, bullpen guys flex a lot. Oh, God.
Tough random video for you,
looking at a random Plouf video.
Oh, no.
It's just called out on strikes versus some lefty.
I mean, that was when I played for the Rays in 2017. It was the worst year of my life.
No, Phillies.
Oh, that too. That wasn't a great year either.
Sale can be really good. He still has question marks after last year.
Yeah, but Sale's still. Like,
Stop it, dude. Don't give me he's got question marks.
No, like injury stuff. Like the dude was banged up last year.
I'm just not
Erod,
gonna have that.
I think Erod's going to Erod. I don't think you're going to expect him to be elite. I don't know. I think that's more than fair, but I think Erod's going to Erod. Eovaldi, I like Eovaldi. His stuff is kind of crazy, but he has an injury history that we don't need to dive
They need
into.
To send him to Brent Strom.
Matt Hall?
I don't know anything about Matt Hall, but, you know, let's hope that Matt Hall makes a huge
Maybe
step
they
forward.
Found something.
I think Chris Sale's going to have a huge year.
Can anything happen that the Red Sox jump the Rays or the Yankees?
Not the Yankees.
No, I don't think it's what they want to happen.
Not,
I think
not
Heim
the Yankees,
Bloom.
But I don't know. The Rays are – I don't want to say they're an unknown because they did it last year and they're going to do it again. They just seem to always figure it out.
Right. Well run.
They are. And I do love Heim. I think Heim knows what he's doing.
Do you think they're going to be sellers?
I think they could be. 100%. You know, that's – I don't like that as a player where teams get to the deadline and they're going to, like, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs, so let's sell off. I understand where he'd come from. But I think I think in his mind, in Heim's mind, he thinks that he has a chance to re-sign Mookie.
That's kind of the hot rumor, right?
So then you're not selling anything. Then you're selling true rentals. Like, you're selling – like, what if a team really wants JBJ's defense and speed for their postseason
Pilar?
Run?
Pilar
as well. Those guys could be Brendan Workman was good for them.
Mitchy too bad.
I think you could sell Mitch at the deadline. I think you can sell Pilar at the deadline. I think you can sell JBJ at the deadline.
Mitch Moreland's got some money attached, I think
Vasquez could be sold at the deadline. Ooh. Teams are always on the hunt for catchers.
Catchers always get moved. But he's got another year.
That doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm just saying if they think Mookie's going to come back and they're going to fully compete in 2021, maybe they keep Vasquez.
So I think they definitely could be sellers of the deadline.
I just had my nice guy speech queued up that, you know, this Sox team, they're going to hit. The pitching's going to come and go on a given night. The fans of Boston, you know, they'll be loud. Fenway always plays.
Love Fenway.
I'm going to go bad guy. Could this team be bad? And I'm not saying that necessarily because of the roster. I'm just saying in the past 5 years, decade, when a Boston team goes south, they can go south quickly.
Hey, that was what I said all last year.
Yeah, but they landed at 84, 85 wins. So
they didn't make the playoffs. No one cares about
plus 74 run differential, I think.
Right. So I don't know. Is there a world where this
plus 73?
Is there a world where this team does go south?
I think with the Red Sox, you always have the chance of bottoming out.
Oh, stop. The Red Sox, no.
Plouf.
They're all different teams. You can't say with the Red Sox, like maybe this year they have a chance.
No.
You can't say historically.
I can say historically. And that's what they do. They win a World Series, and then they bottom out, and then they win a World Series. And if that formula is going to continue, then this would be a bottom-out year, and they may even be, like, totally fine with it.
I could see that. They,
it's happened to them in years past where they're not fine with it. They're trying very hard to win, and they finish fourth.
If they get to a point, they have a bad month, and they're, you know, say June comes around.
Right.
And they're like, this ain't looking good.
Right.
Yes, I think they could bottom out. Because I think they won't, at that point, it will be beneficial for them to bottom out.
Right.
So we'll have to see how they start out. Now, if this team gets hot.
Right.
And say they get hot.
Which they could.
Are they going to buy anybody?
No.
Are they buyers? Can they be buyers? Say the Rays stumble.
They would do.
And these guys get hot, and the Yankees, they're fine. They're not running away with it. But we'll just say, we'll just pencil in the Yankees
to win
the East.
It would be similar to what the Mets and the Reds did last year, where they're buying at the deadline, but not for this season. So, like, the Reds bought Bauer for the next season. The Mets bought Stroman for the next season.
Sure.
The Red Sox would be going and searching for a guy like that for the next, for 2021. That's the only way I see them being true buyers at the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think they're going to be buyers. But like, the fact that we're saying they could be buyers tells you something about the
team.
Yeah,
no.
They still got a chance.
They got a lot of talent, still.
I think you do have to view that window a little bit. If they're around the wild card chase and they can bring in an arm and it's not going to push them over any salary tax thresholds or anything like that, why not? I mean, you're still the Red Sox.
What a fucking story that would be.
You like that?
What if they ran the table and took the East this year? Mookie-less.
Let's see it.
Haim comes in. Everyone's giving him shit. They're saying he balked at Twitter's response to the trade and he got scared, which is bullshit. I'm going to tell you guys that right now. I'm looking at the camera and say that did not happen. Okay? He didn't get public pressured into asking for more. That didn't happen. Okay? What if he goes and what if this team wins the East? What's that going to do? You're going
to
be happy?
Jake and I both grow to 6 feet. My grandpa comes back from the dead.
Okay.
I love that dirty water.
I think I'm on the Yankees train. They're going to win the East. I get it. But if this team's a playoff team, I think that would be an awesome story.
They have a lot of talent.
Does Mookie want to come back more if they're a playoff team this year or less? Like, does he want them to be bad?
I think Mookie's interested.
You don't think Mookie's not coming back?
I think he's really interested. If
give
they
me
pay,
a
got a ten, if, you got a 10-year, $300 million
again,
offer.
Allegedly.
If they pay him,
we don't know that. So
if they pay him the most money, he'll come back.
Give me your percentage. Say there's three teams,
20%,
and they're all the same money. They're all big money. Three teams. Red Sox, are they the forefront? Are they gonna absolutely run away with the Mookie sweepstakes if they all offer the same money?
I mean, the other team could be the Dodgers. And what do they do this year? Do they win? Does Mookie?
I don't think the Dodgers can do that.
Does Mookie's star grow in L.A.?
I think it does, absolutely.
Exactly. So I don't think the Red Sox thing, I see the symmetry and it would be fun and I think they would welcome him back. But I think the other teams that are going to be involved in the Mookie Betts sweepstakes, it could be the Los Angeles Dodgers, where he could win a World Series with this year, and he could become the star of baseball almost.
I totally agree. I don't think Boston is like some destination for people, as many people would want it to be. I do think the dollar amount's going to be the main factor.
Yep. Always
okay.
is.
But rightfully it should be. When you have that chance, when you've worked your entire fucking life, and you have the chance and said, look, I can choose where I want to play. And I get to see these offers. Like, go and get your money. Yeah. You earn that. You know how much time this guy's put into this?
Yeah.
And he's become one of the best players in the game, in the fucking world. Yeah. He's a top five player. That's awesome. So let him go get his money.
Yeah.
Wherever it is.
All right. Well, I think we covered a lot of that. None of their prospects are really coming up.
There was one guy I saw, Bobby Dalbec. Oh, my God.
Bobby Dalbec.
Have you seen Bobby Dalbec on the baseball diamond?
And Tanner Houck.
Oh, my God.
Admittedly, I don't know a ton about their minor league system.
Freaking piss.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, they cleared it out because Dombrowski was the GM, and that's what he does.
Okay.
You think
shots fired.
You think Rusney look like
he cannot. He can't come up to the big leagues. There's something going on I read about. I don't remember what it is now, but if they were to bring him up, there's something that triggers
extra
in his
money
contract, and it's just not going to happen.
I'm officially
– That suck for him.
Again.
But, I mean, you don't feel too bad. But
I'm going to ignore all those facts because I've decided, obviously, if the Red Sox are out of it, give me a month of Rusney in September.
It's not going to happen.
And just go off, King.
I would love that, but it's not going to happen.
The over-under for the Red Sox is 83 games, 83 and a half games.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Is that it?
It's 85 and a half.
85 and a half. I'm taking the under. Like I think I have him between 80 and 85. So I'll take the under, like barely under, but taking that there. I think things can unravel and they can. I think that
if they're sellers, absolutely.
Yeah, I think their fan base is even kind of like they're like letting them know. They traded away Mookie and Price. Mm-hmm. I know there's sound
prices. Price is a lot of innings for them.
A lot of innings.
I love him. I think he's going to be great for the Dodgers.
Price is a lot of innings for them. I don't know. You kind of talked me into that buyer thing because I think they could get a little good press with that. Like, just and not even anyone special necessarily, but just bringing a guy. I think Verdugo's a good ball player.
He's a good
I like Verdugo.
You know, he's obviously not in the same stratosphere as Mookie Betts, but this team's going to hit. Sale bounces back. Yeah, you could back up.
Yeah.
No, you're good. We like the beep, beep, beep. We're making friends here, as you can tell. Give me the over. We get a spunky Red Sox team this year.
I'm searching for a lean here, and I don't know, man. Because, you know, we talked about the sell-off. If that happens, if they come out of the gates cold, then we're going to get the younger
without
a doubt.
Okay, we'll play my favorite game then. I will tell you their schedule.
Okay, let's do it.
Hot start.
And see if they...
If you look at the division, I mean, the Blue Jays aren't going to do it. The Orioles.
No, but the Blue Jays and the Red Sox can match up tight. The Red Sox are a better team, but yes. The Blue Jays are better now with Ryu and all the young guys.
I don't know about that, man.
The Blue Jays are better. I didn't say they're better than the Red Sox. They're better than, like, they're not the Orioles.
They're not the Orioles, no.
All right.
Okay.
The Red Sox.
It's a fact that the Blue Jays are not the Orioles.
Yeah, fact. That's fact.
Hard fact.
And they open up Blue Jays, then Orioles. Then
hot out the gate.
Then White Sox.
Hot out the gate.
Then Rays. Then Mariners, A's.
That's a pretty good opening schedule for
them. Then Indians, then Blue Jays, then Twins, then Blue Jays. Red Sox are going over. They're going to have a hot first month.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's the thing. Is this? Let's see how they start.
Yeah, I mean, you said some things eccentrically there that, like, the Indians, A's, and some good teams
and
were
Twins,
there.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I know, but the rest of it was all...
Right, it was like every other, which I think is... A kind of a regular schedule for a lot of teams.
They got the Rays, the A's, and the Indians.
I'm going to lean the under.
I mean, that's literally every other series.
I'm leaning the under because I do believe they'll sell. But, there's still a chance. I think they're a good enough team where they can make a run. And then I just don't see them being buyers. They could happen. But I think the more realistic scenario is them kind of struggling, understand they're not going to be in the playoff hunt, and selling.
And then being smart. So I have the under, you have the under. Jake, you're sticking with the
it's
over.
It's a fake 88 wins. Fake
that's
buy.
That's too many.
Fake buy at the deadline.
All right.
Why would you fake buy? If you're Heim, smart guy.
To try to trick the Boston fans.
No, he doesn't give a fuck about the media.
The Boston fans he cares about.
Does he? I don't know.
They just traded Mookie.
They traded Mookie. Yeah.
Oh, the owners don't care.
I mean, Heim probably doesn't care either.
He wants to get his win total up, though. First year.
And we are out.